Let's turn to Gospel according to John chapter 1.
请我们翻到约翰福音第一章。
Verse 1.
第一节。
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and He was with God in the beginning.
太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神，这道太初与神同在。
Through Him all things were made; without Him nothing was made that has been made.
万物是借着他造的，凡被造的没有一样不是借着他造的。
In Him was life, and that life was the light of man.
生命在他里头，这生命就是人的光。
Verse 14.
第十四节。
The Word became flesh.
道成了肉身。
Then let's turn to 1 John chapter 1.
请我们翻到约翰一书第一章。
1 John chapter 1.Verse 1.
约翰一书第一章第一节。
That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked at, and our hands have touched, this we proclaim concerning the word of life.
论到从起初原有的生命之道，就是我们所听见、所看见、亲眼看过、亲手摸过的。这生命已经显现出来，我们也看见过，现在又做见证。
The life appeared, we have seen it, and testified to it, and we proclaim to you the eternal life, which was with the Father, and has appeared to us.
这生命已经显现出来，我们也看见过，现在又做见证，将原与父同在，且显现于我们那永远的生命传给你们。
Now let us read Philippians chapter 2.
让我们再翻到腓立比书第二章。
Starting from verse 14.
从十四节开始。
Do everything without complaining or arguing.
凡所行的都不要发怨言起争论。
So that...You may become blameless and pure, children of God without fault in a crooked and depraved generation, in which you shine like stars in the universe.
使你们无可指摘，诚实无畏，在这弯曲悖谬的世代，做神无瑕疵的儿女。你们显在这世代中，好像明光照耀。
As you hold out the word of life, in order that I may boast.On the day of Christ, that I did not run or labor in vain.
将生命的道表明出来，叫我在基督的日子，好夸我没有空跑，也没有徒劳。
Let's pray.
请我们祷告。
Dear Lord, we thank you so much because it is your grace and mercy that we may be at your feet once again.
亲爱的主，我们何等的感谢你。因为乃是因着你的恩典和怜悯，我们能够再一次聚集在你的脚前。
While we are sitting here like Mary, we pray that you will speak to our heart.
当我们像玛利亚一样坐在你面前，我们求你向我们的心说话。
That we may rise up and offer ourselves as a living sacrifice.
好叫我们能够起来，将自己当作活祭献给你。
Anoint our ears, Lord.
主啊，求你膏我们的耳朵
，that we may really hear your word，
好叫我们真能听见你的话语
，a word that will transform us，
就是能够改变我们的话语
，a word that will never let us go，
能够不放过我们的话语
，the word that will catch us that will never let us go，
能够抓住我们永不放过我们的话语
，we are here, Lord，
主啊，我们在这里
，in the name of our Lord Jesus, we pray。
奉我们主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Now, this morning we are going to continue to share on this matter of holding fast the word of life.
今天早晨我们要继续在将生命之道彰表明出来， 这个题目上交通。
Now our theme, holding forth the word of life.
我们这个主题将生命之道表明出来。
Has two different emphasis.
有两个重点。
If you connect with the context above.
如果我们把上文连在一起。
If you connect with that shining as stars in the universe.
若是我们把那个像在世代中的明光照耀连在一起。
Then the holding forth the word of God, word of life, simply means the expressing forth the word of life.
那么将生命之道表明出来，它的意义就是说将这个生命表现出来。
Because the star itself, simply try to express forth something.
因为星他自己本身乃是想要表现一些事物。
Now, if we really want to connect this verse, holding forth the light of the word with the context below.
若是我们将生命之道这一句话和下文连在一起。
Because when Paul said, as you hold out the word of life.
因为保罗在这里说到，若是我们表现这生命之道。
In order that I may boast on the day of Christ that I did not run or labor in vain.
叫我在基督的日子好夸我没有空跑也没有徒劳。
So whether Paul will labor in vain or not.
所以保罗是否徒劳了。
It depends on whether we hold fast the word of life.
它取决于我们是否将生命之道持定了。
So within this context,
所以在这个意义中，
Now the emphasis definitely is hold fast the word of life.
这里所要强调的乃是将生命之道持定了。
Now I think it is my responsibility in this conference.
我认为在这一次特会里，我的责任乃是
to emphasize more on the side of holding fast the word of life.
我乃是要更多强调呢，在持定生命之道这一方面。
So today I would like to dwell on this matter of life.
所以今天早晨我要交通关于生命这一件事。
And then, the rest of two sessions we will talk about the word of life.
然后其余的两堂我要讲到生命之道。
Now there are many things to share here.
在这里有许多事我们可以交通。
I especially want to remind those young ones in our midst.
我特别要在这里提醒我们中间的年轻人。
Now I had a very bad reputation.
我有非常不好的名声。
Because everybody knew that I, in the conference, I always like to ask some questions.
因为许多人都知道我在特会中喜欢问问题。
Now you cannot blame me because the arrangement of your seat reminded me of my good old days in the university.
你们不能只怪我，因为这样大家这样坐在这里呢，提醒我在大学教书的日子。
So for that reason, I will ask you to allow me to have the privilege to ask you some questions.
所以为着这个缘故呢，我请求大家许可我来问大家一些问题。
Since I did not give you the warning yesterday,
因为昨天我没有先警告大家。
So I won't do anything today.
所以今天早晨我就不做这个。
But tomorrow and day after tomorrow.
但是明天和后天。
Now I will ask you some very simple questions.
我要问大家一些非常简单的问题。
Most likely I only ask those people who are under 30 years of age.
很可能呢，我只问那些30岁以下的人问题。
So probably I will ask the organizer to supply me the list.
所以我要请求大会服侍的弟兄姊妹给我一个名单。
And I will ask you some very simple questions.
我要问一些非常简单的问题。
Because we have only 3 hours left.
因为我们只有三个小时剩下。
Or 4 hours and a half, roughly.
或者说呢，大约是还有四个半钟。
Now the word of life is a big topic in the Bible.
在圣经里面，生命之道是一个很大的题目。
But this time we only try to give you some overview.
但是这一次呢，我们只给大家一个概括的。
So you will have the skeleton of the whole thing about the word of life.
所以我们可以得着关于生命之道的一个纲要。
Then the Holy Spirit will lead you to the details.
然后圣灵要带我们进入细节。
Which means that it will take the whole book to explain all these different points.
那就意味着我们需要整卷圣经来解释不同的点。
Because when we talk about holding fast the word of life.
因为我们在讲到呢，持定生命之道。
So we have to know what is the word of life.
所以我们先要明白什么是生命之道。
We ought to know what is life.
我们需要认识什么是生命。
So we will start.This morning.
所以今天早晨我们这样开始。
Now we would like to share with you about the life.
我要和弟兄姊妹一同交通关于生命。
Now when we study the Gospel of John, according to John,
当我们读约翰福音的时候
，we were told that in Him was life.
在那里告诉我们说，生命在他里头。
So in the beginning there was Word.
所以太初有道。
The Word was with God.
道与神同在。
The Word is God.
道就是神。
And then we were told that in Him was the life.
然后他告诉我们说，生命在他里头。
And the Word became flesh.
道成为肉身。
Now we all know that, we all know that this Word is incarnate Word.
我们知道这个道乃是成为肉身的道。
Now God is the God of speaking.
神乃是说话的神。
God has something to say.
神有一些话要说。
We already mentioned God, when God began to say something, He will do it through at least two channels.
我们已经提到了，当神要说一些话的时候，他用两种的管道来表达。
And on one hand, he was speaking through His only begotten Son.
一面来说，他用他的独生子来说话。
So when his son, our Lord Jesus, was upon this earth 2,000 years ago.
所以当我们的主耶稣基督，就是神的儿子，在地上2000年前行走在地上的时候
，God was speaking through him.
神是借着他来说话。
When the Word became flesh.
当道成为肉身。
It means that humility became flesh.
那告诉我们说。那个谦卑成为了肉身。
Before the birth of our Lord Jesus,
在我们主降生以前
，You have the term humility in the universe.
在整个宇宙中有这个词叫做谦卑。
But no one was able to understand what was humility.
但是没有一个人能够真正明白领会什么是谦卑。
Until one day when Jesus, our Lord, came to this earth.
直到有一天。我们的主耶稣基督来到地上。
When you met him, you begin to discover humility.
当我们遇见他的时候，我们就开始发现什么叫谦卑。
So the humility became flesh.
所以谦卑成为肉身。
Love became flesh.
爱成了肉身。
Before that, we do not know what is love.
在那之前，我们也不认识爱。
We thought that love must be something very sentimental.
我们认为呢，爱是很有感情的。
But we know that no one, none of us understand what is love.
但是我们要说，没有一个人真正明白什么是爱。
Until 2,000 years ago.
直到2000年前。
When Jesus Christ was walking on the earth.
当耶稣基督行走在地上。
Then people discover love.
那么人们就开始认识什么是爱。
On this earth, you only find the ark.
在这个。
地上就有个残缺的湖。
在地上呢，我们只看见一个不完全的一个弧形。
But only in heaven, you will find a full circle.
在天上，我们才看见一个完整的圆圈。
The rainbow you see on this earth most likely is semicircle.
在地上我们看见的彩虹呢，顶多不过是半个圆圈。
Now according to the Bible.
那但是照着圣经。
Only before the throne of God.
只有在神的宝座之前
，The rainbow is round.
那一个彩虹是完整的。
It is a full circle.
它是一个完整的圆圈。
So on this earth, you only have an arc.
所以在地上我们只看见一个弧形。
Only in heaven, you will find a full circle.
只有在天上我们看见整个圆圈。
We have heard something about love.
我们曾经听到一些关于爱的事情。
We do not know love.
但是我们却不认识爱。
Until you meet Jesus Christ.
直到我们遇见主耶稣基督。
Until when you see how our Lord Jesus died for us on the cross.
直到我们看见我们的主耶稣怎样在十字架上为我们死。
Then you discover love became flesh.
然后我们才发现爱成了肉身。
Something was so abstract.
有一件非常抽象的事。
Something invisible.
一件看不见的事。
Something far from us.
一件离我们很遥远的事。
Now it becomes so practical.
现在变得非常的实际。
It becomes so real.
真实。
So brothers and sisters.
所以弟兄姊妹。
This is the meaning the word became flesh.
这乃是意味着道成了肉身。
But then John further told us.
然后约翰更进一步告诉我们。
In him was life.
在他里面。是生命。
So in Christ Jesus, you will find the spring of life.
所以在基督耶稣里，我们看见生命的泉源。
You will find the source of life.
我们看见生命的源头。
In this universe,
在这个宇宙中
，only in the person of Christ,
只有在耶稣基督这一位里
you encounter the true life.
我们才遇见那真实的生命。
Other than that life.
在这个生命之外
All the other light are not real.
所有其他的生命都不是真实的。
Now, yes, we experience, we see the life in the animal and kingdom.
是的，我们在动物的世界里面看见生命。
We see the light in the plant, in the vegetable kingdom.
我们在植物的世界里面看见生命。
We see the life in human world.
我们也在人的世界中看见人的生命。
Strictly speaking,
但是严格的说来
aside from the light which is in Christ,
在基督耶稣里面那个生命之外
and you don't find life in this world,
我们在这个世上实际上是找不到生命的。
All the life appear in this universe,
在整个宇宙中所显出来的生命
when they compare with the true life which is in the Son of God,
当与那个真实的生命就是神的儿子。
In that comparison,
在这个比较中的时候
you will find they are nothing but death.
我们发现那不过都是死亡。
How do you define death?
我们怎样定义死呢？
Any other life other than that is in Jesus Christ.
在耶稣基督之外的一切事物
are not real life.
都不是真实的生命。
They are nothing but the expression of death.
他们只不过是死的一个表现而已。
So let us remember.
所以让我们记得。
When we talk about life,
当我们谈到生命的时候。
Let us remember, in Him was the life.
让我们记得生命在他里头。
Now with this understanding,
有了这样的领会。
Now you understand why in the Garden of Eden.
现在我们才能明白为什么在伊甸园中。
In the midst of the garden.
在园的中间
God has planted two trees.
神种了两棵，安排了两棵树。
And one of them is the tree of life.
其中一棵是生命树。
And God has given a hint to Adam.
神给了亚当一个暗示。
To take the fruit of the tree of life.
来吃生命树上的果子。
Because after Adam eat that fruit of tree of life.
因为若是亚当吃了那生命树上的果子之后
Then the life of Adam will be fulfilled.
然后亚当的生命就能够被成全
Then the life of Adam will be meaningful.
那么亚当他的生活就会有意义
Now before you take that tree of life,
在他吃生命树的果子之前
Adam was created in a perfect way.
亚当是在一个完全的方式里面被造的
with body and soul and spirit.
他有身体，有魂，也有灵。
As far as God creation is concerned,
就着神的创造而言
you know, Adam was perfect.
我们知道亚当是完全的。
Adam represents the masterpiece of God.
亚当可以代表着神的杰作。
Because Adam was created according to God's image.
因为亚当乃是照着神的形象而造的。
And for that reason,
为着这个缘故
if you compare our DNA with the DNA of monkey or other animals.
若是我们把我们的染色体里面的核酸和猴子或其他动物的染色体核酸来比较
The difference is between 1% and 2%.
我们发现它的差异只不过是1%-2%。
But don't forget, because of the 1% or 2% difference.
但是请不要忘记，就是这1%-2%的差异。
It reminds us we are the masterpiece of God.
那就告诉我们说，我们乃是神的杰作。
Suppose my brother, suppose I assume my brother is a monkey besides me. I'm sorry.
假若站在我旁边的弟兄是一个猴子的话
，or big one.
是一个大猴子。
Now if you compare the two, you find almost the same.
若是 你比较我们两个几乎是一样的。
Two hands, two feet.
有两个手，有两个脚。
And the body.
也有身体。
But now, what is the difference?
那么那个差异在哪里呢？
The difference between something between the two ears.
它的差异乃是在两个耳朵中间。
Which is our brain.
那乃是我们的我们的脑。
But if you compare our brain, human brain and monkey brain.
若是我们把人的脑和猴子的脑比较。
The difference is between heaven and hell.
它的差异呢，乃是像天和地狱的那个差异。
Scientists will tell you.
科学家可以告诉我。
Our brain is almost like an inner universe.
我们的脑呢，好像一个内在的是宇宙一样。
For monkey, they only know that if you divide peanuts into two groups.
若是对猴子而言，若是我们把花生呢分成两组。
And monkey know that which group has more peanuts.
猴子能够知道呢哪一组有更多的花生。
But if you ask a boy or a girl,
但是若是你问一个任何一个小孩子，男孩或女孩，
they not only tell you that this group has more peanuts.
他们不仅能够告诉我们哪一组有更多的花生。
And they can count how many peanuts.
并且他们能够算出来有多少个。
So we know that our brain, if you compare with our whole body.
所以若是我们现在知道，若是把我们的脑和整个身体来比较，
it's only 1 or 2%.
只不过是整个身体的一到二的。
If you consider the whole body,
若是我们和整个身体
almost the same,
几乎是一样的。
But the difference is with our brain.
但是它的差异乃是在脑里面。
And our brain, if you are measured against our body,
若是我们把我们的脑和我们的身体来做
量度， it's about 2%. It about 2%.
只不过是两个百分比。
So for that reason,We know that we were created according to God's image.
我们就知道我们是照着神的形象造的。
And thank God for that.
为着这个我们感谢。
As far as God's creation is concerned,
就着神的创造而言，
Adam was complete.
亚当呢乃是完全的。
But don't forget.
但是请不要忘记。
The life of Adam was only being fulfilled.
亚当的生命呢只不过被成全而已。
The life of Adam was only become meaningful.
亚当的生活生命要成为有意义。
After he received the fruit of tree of life.
只有在他接受了生命树上的果子之后。
So brothers and sisters, now you understand.
所以弟兄姊妹们，我们现在看见。
The choice for Adam and Eve.
对亚当夏娃他们的选择而言
，is very important one，
是一个非常重要的。
Either you take the fruit of tree of life，
要不然你就去取用生命树的果子。
Then your life become meaningful, become fulfilled。
我们的人生呢，就变得有意义，并且被成全。
Or you take the forbidden fruit，
若是你吃了那禁果
，and then you discover your life is empty。
那么我们就要发现我们的生命呢是空虚的。
Not only empty.
不仅是空虚的。
And because of the sin entering into our life.
那是因为罪进到了我们的生命。
And then we become sinners.
我们就成了罪人。
So brothers and sisters.
所以弟兄姊妹
们。Now you understand.
现在我们明白。
The life was in him.
生命在他里头。
So when we talk about life.
所以当我们讲到生命，
Actually, we are talking about Christ himself.
实际上我们乃是讲到基督他自己。
So for that reason, in the first chapter of First John,
所以为着那个缘故，在约翰一书的第一章里，
John talk about the word of life.
约翰讲到生命之道。
Now the word, you know, in English translation always,In capital letter.
在英语的翻译的里面，那一个道都是用大写。
Now, actually, in Greek, there was no capital letter.
在希腊原文里面没有用大写。
That phrase is exactly the same phrase we have for our theme in our theme verse.
那个字在约翰一书里面和我们这一次大会主题那一节是一样的字。
So holding forth the word of life.
所以 将生命之道表明出来。
Now, if we really want to know what does it mean,
若是我们真想要明白它的意义，
if we want to trace everything back to its source,
若是我们要追寻到它的源头，
so brother and sister, we have to go back to the very beginning.
所以弟兄姊妹们，我们要回到最先的起初。
However, when John in the first John talking about the word of life,
当约翰在约翰一书里面讲到生命之道的时候，
Now he talked about that word of life we can touch.
他说到那个生命之道呢，是我们可以摸的。
That word of life we can see.
那个生命之道我们可以看见。
So brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹们，
What does that mean?
那是什么意思呢？
Because that word became flesh.
因为那个道成了肉身。
And for that reason you can touch him.
因着这个缘故我们就可以摸他。
And because of that,
因此之故，
And we because of that, we know that when John talked about the word of life,
我们知道当约翰讲到生命之道的时候，
He simply means the incarnate word.
他很简单的就是说那是成为肉身的道。
So brothers, when our Lord was on earth,
所以弟兄姊妹们，当我们的主在地上的时候，
Now he is the word, he is the word which became flesh.
他乃是那个道成了肉身。
He is the word of life.
他乃是生命之道。
Now the life formerly was in heaven.
以前生命乃是在天上。
The life was in the bosom of the Father.
这个生命乃是在父的怀中。
The life was in the throne, before the throne of God.
那个生命乃是在神的宝座之前。
That life was far from us.
那个生命离我们非常遥远。
Something so abstract.
是非常的抽象。
But the word now became flesh.
但是那个道现在成了肉身。
So John called it the word of life.
所以约翰称他做道成为肉身。
So brothers, who was able to explain to us what is life?
所以弟兄姊妹们，谁能跟我们解释什么是生命呢？
I think probably John was one of those who really can tell us what is life.
我想呢，约翰是那一班真正能够告诉我们什么是生命之道的其中一位。
That's why he gave us gospel according to John.
那是为什么他给我们有一本约翰所写的。
It takes the whole gospel according to John.
用整卷的约翰福音。
For us to explain, to understand what is the life.
他来解释，让我们明白什么是生命。
And when we mention the word of life,
当我们讲到生命之道的时候，
In the whole Bible, there are only two mentions.
在整本圣经里面只提到两次。
Only in two places that the word of life be mentioned.
只有在两处地方提起生命之道这个词。
And more than that,
不仅如此，
The light in the world,
在世上的光，
Or the star in the universe,
在整个宇宙中的星星，
That word light in Greek,
那个在希腊原文里面的那个光体，
They are only appear two times in the whole Bible.
整卷圣经也出现过两次。
You see that? Now, one is in Philippians.
我们看见一次是在腓立比书。
The light in this world or the star in the universe.
在这个世代中的光，或者说在这宇宙中的那个星。
That light refers to the luminary.
这个光呢，是指着那个发光体说的。
It's like a star or like a moon.
它好像星星或者月亮一样。
Now this word in the New Testament only used two times.
这个字呢，在新约圣经里面只用过两次。
The other time it referred to New Jerusalem.
另外一次呢，乃是指着新耶路撒冷。
When John said the New Jerusalem was full of New Jerusalem having the glory of God.
当约翰说到呢，新耶路撒冷他有神的荣耀。
Then he tried to describe the light of the whole city like a precious stone.
然后呢，他想要试着描写这整个城的光呢，乃是那个宝石。
And the word light is the exact same word we had in Philippians chapter 2.
他在那里用的那个光呢，跟腓立比书第二章里面那个光是同一个。
So now you understand.
所以现在我们，
If you want to know how can we shine as stars in the universe,
若是我们想要怎样在这个宇宙中像星一样发光，
Now Holy Spirit tried to explain to us,
圣灵试着向我们解释，
Look at New Jerusalem.
我们要去看新耶路撒冷。
That's exactly what God wants to do with us.
那是神 他要在我们身上做什么工作？
God is building the New Jerusalem today.
神今天在建造新耶路撒冷。
But one day there will be ultimate manifestation.
但是将来有一个极致的表现。
And then when you see the New Jerusalem,
当我们看见那新耶路撒冷出现的时候，
full of glory of God.
充满了神的荣耀。
And you will find the light of the city is like the precious stone.
那个城的光好像宝石的光一样。
And when we talk about that light,
当我们讲到那个光的时候，
again it means luminary.
它的意义呢，再一次是指着发光体说。
So the whole city of Jerusalem.
所以整个耶路撒冷城。
Like a moon.Or like a moon in the whole universe.
好像在宇宙中的那个月亮一样。
So, brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹，
when you see in the Bible, there are only two appearances of something.
所以在圣经里面，我们看见有一些事物呢，只出现过两次。
You can be sure these two explain each other.
我们可以很确定的说，这两次的出现彼此解释。
Now, if you ask me.
若是你问我，
How do we understand the gospel according to John?
我们怎么来明白约翰的福音呢？
You have to have the key to open that book.
我们需要有一把钥匙来开启那一卷书。
Because only in that book we have been introduced the life.
因为只有借着这一卷书把生命介绍
给我， Which is in Christ.
那就是在基督里。
So we need the key to open the whole book.
所以我们需要一把钥匙来开启那全
整
卷书。感谢神。
There is a very simple key.
有一个很简单的钥匙。
There is a very simple Greek word called bosom.
有一个在希腊文里面很简单的字叫做怀中。
And the bosom only appeared two times in Gospel according to John.
在约翰福音里面，这个怀中这个字也只出现过两次。
And because only appear twice.
因为它只出现两次。
These are really the two keys open the whole gospel according to John.
这实在就是那两个钥匙把整卷约翰福音开启的钥匙。
It really opened the whole book in a very clear way.
它能够把整卷约翰福音呢，在非常清楚的方式里开启。
If you ask me what is this gospel of John about,
若是你问我约翰福音是关于什么的，
I will tell you that this actually is about the story of the bosoms.
我可以告诉你，它实际上是讲到怀中的故事。
There are two bosoms.
在这里有两次提到怀中。
There are two stories.
有两个故事。
But these two stories actually is one story.
但是这两个故事实际上是一个故事。
They are intimately connected.
他们是非常亲密的结合。
When you know these two stories,
若是我们知道了这两个故事，
then you begin to understand the story of life.
然后我们就开始明白生命的故事。
Then you will understand what is life.
然后我们就明白什么是生命。
So now let us turn to one of them.
所以让我们先来看
John chapter 1,
约翰福音第一章
verse 18,
第十八节。
No one has seen God at any time.
从来没有人看见神。
But the only begotten Son who is in the bosom of the Father has declared him.
只有在父怀里的独生子将他表明出来。
Do you see that here, brothers?
弟兄姊妹们，我们在这里有没有看
见？ The only begotten Son
父的独生子
in the bosom of his Father.
在父的怀里。
Now this is one very important picture.
这是一个非常重要的图画。
John wants to show it to us.
约翰向我们表明
The begotten Son in the bosom of his Father.
父的独生子在父的怀中。
Now this is one story. No wonder we were told that the gospel according to John speaks of Christ, reveal God Christ as the Son of God.
难怪在约翰福音里面他向我们启示出耶稣基督是神的儿子。
Not only the Son of God,
他不仅是神的儿子。
He was the begotten Son of God,
他乃是神的独生子。
Not only the begotten Son of God,
不仅是父的独生子。
He was the begotten, He is the begotten Son in the bosom of His Father,
更是在父怀中的独生子。
Do you see that?
我们是否看见呢？
When you talk about bosom,
当我们讲到怀中，
we speak of love.
我们讲到爱。
So, brother and sister, here you see a wonderful picture.
所以弟兄姊妹们，在这里我们看见一幅美
妙的图画。 The only begotten son in the bosom of his father.
在父怀中的独生子。
That's what John wants to tell us.
那是约翰想要告诉我们的。
Brother and sister, this is the one of the very important revelation.
弟兄姊妹们，这是一个非常重要的启示。
If you want to know life,
若是你想要明白生命，
remember that life was in the bosom of his father.
我们要记得那个生命呢是在父的怀中。
If you want to touch that life,
若是我们想要摸到那个生命，
now you have to touch the heart of the father.
我们就会摸到神的心。
Now you have to touch the bosom of the father.
我们要摸到父的怀。
Then you touch that life.
然后我们就摸到了那个生命。
That's very important.
这是非常的重要。
So that's the very important thought in this whole gospel according to John.
这是在约翰所写的福音里面一个非常重要的意念。
But this only part of the story.
但是这只不过是其中的。
That's why John, gospel according to John was so wonderful to you and me.
这是为什么约翰福音对你我来说是那么奇妙。
Not only John, not only preached Christ as something objective.
约翰不仅是宣讲基督是客观的。
It is true when you see the begotten, only begotten Son in the bosom of his Father.
是的，当我们看见独生子在父的怀中。
This is something very objective.
这是非常客观的事。
But this is not the whole story about this gospel.
但是这却不是整卷书的整个故事。
That's why there's another word, bosom.
还有另外一次提到
怀中。In the gospel according to John.
在约翰福音里。
That's all. Only two times, only these two places, we were told the word bosom.
只有这两处告诉我们在父的怀中。
Then let us turn to chapter 13.
然后我们请看十三章。
Chapter 13.
第十三章。
Verse 23.
第二十三节。
One of them, the disciple whom Jesus loved, was leaning on Jesus' bosom.
有一个门徒是耶稣所爱的，侧身挨进耶稣的怀里。
Now there are only two bosoms mentioned.
在约翰福音里面，怀中只提过两次。
One in chapter 1.
一次在第一章。
One in chapter 13.
另一次在十三章。
Now you young people should be ready. If I'm going to ask you questions, this is a sample of my questions.
我们年轻人要预备好，若是我要问问题，这是一个例子。
So you see here, you find that the disciple whom Jesus loved.
所以在这里我们看见耶稣所爱的门徒。
And who is this disciple?
谁是这个门徒呢?
Of course we know it must be John.
当然我们知道他必定是约翰。
So here you find a picture.
所以这里我们看见另一个
图画。John was in the bosom of Jesus.
约翰在耶稣的怀中。
That's it. Here you have two pictures.
在这里我们看见有两幅图画。
If you want to tell me, if you want to ask, now what is the central theme of the whole gospel according to John?
若是你要问我约翰福音它主要的主题是什么?
John tried to present us two pictures.
约翰呢想给我们两幅图画。
On the one hand, the only begotten Son in the Heavenly Father's bosom.
一面来说就是独生子在父的怀中。
In other hand, we find John represent every one of us in the bosom of our Lord.
另一面呢，我们看见，约翰代表着我们每一个人在我们主耶稣的怀中。
When the only begotten Son was in the bosom of his Father.
当这独生子在他父的怀中的时候。
And he dwelt in his Father.
他住在他的父里。
He was in his father.
他在他的父里。
And his father was in him.
他的父也在他的里面。
And the only begotten son abide in his father.
这独生子住在他的父里
面。And his father also abide in him.
而且他的父也住在他的里面。
Do you see that?
你看见这个吗?
That's why our Lord said, I and my father are one.
所以我们的主这样说，我和父原为一。
If you read the whole gospel,
若是我们读整卷福音书，
John tried to explain.
约翰呢试着解释。
Jesus is nothing but God Himself.
耶稣除了神之外，不是别的。
Jesus was equal to God.
主耶稣他同等于
神。He said, "I and my Father are one."
他说我和父原为一。
So he is the Son of God.
所以他是神的儿子。
And do you know how many times the word Father mentioned in the Gospel?
我们知道在这卷书里面父被提过多少次？
120 times.
120次。
But how many times the Lord said, "I"?
但是主一再的说到我有多少次
？Again, 120 times.
同样的有120。
I and my Father are one.
我和父原为一。
So that's why we know that He's the Son of God.
这是为什么我们知道他是神的儿子
？How can we prove that Jesus is Son of God?
我们怎么能证明耶稣是神的儿子
？Because He said, "I and my Father are one."
因为他说到。我和父原为一。
So for that reason,
所以为着那个缘故
when you study this gospel,
当我们研读这一卷
Jesus as the Son of God,
耶稣乃是神的儿子。
And that life is eternal life.
那一个生命乃是永远的生命。
That life is hidden in the Son.
那个生命乃是隐藏在子里面。
So if you want to know that life,
所以若是我们想要认识那个生命
You will find that life in the bosom of the Heavenly Father
我们要发现那个生命呢在天父的怀中
But this is only one part of the story
但是这只不过是故事的一部分
Now God so loved the world
神爱世人
He has given us His only begotten Son
他将他的独生子赐给世人
Now for anyone who believes in Him
叫一切相信他的人
Now then we will receive the eternal life
我们就可以得着永生
Now what is eternal life
那么什么是永生呢
The life that is in the bosom of the Heavenly Father.
那个生命乃是在天父的怀中。
Think about it.
请
What kind of love? What kind of love God is God love?
什么是神的爱呢
He not only gave our only begotten Son.
他不仅将他的独生子赐给我们
Dying for us on the cross.
为我们死在十字架上。
And then he accomplished his work of salvation.
然后他完成了他救赎的工作。
But brothers and sisters,
但是弟兄姊妹
，This only bring us back to Garden of Eden.
这只不过把我们带回到伊甸园中而已。
This only get us paradise restored.
这只不过把乐园恢复给我们。
That's only part of the story.
那只不过是故事的一部分。
How our life will be meaningful?
我们的生命怎么会变得有意义
？Only when we take the fruit of tree of life.
唯有当我们吃那生命树上的果子。
So only when we receive eternal life.
所以唯有当我们接受了永生
，Only when we receive the life which is hidden in the bosom of Heavenly Father，
唯有当我们得着了那个藏在天父怀中的生命
，Then our life will be fulfilled，
然后我们的生命才被成全
，Then our life will become meaningful，
然后我们的生命变得有意义
，Then you will feel empty anymore，
我们再不会感觉空虚了
，Then what a story？
那么这是何等样的一个
？Then here's another picture，
然后还有另外一个
，We are just like John。
我们就像约翰一样
We all receive Jesus Christ as our Savior.
我们都接受了耶稣基督做救主
Originally, the life was in Him.
原初呢，生命在他里头
That now, because our faith, now this life is in you and in me.
但是现在因着信心呢，这个生命就在你和我的里面
Now, what is the story then?
这是那个故事怎么发展
The story is that now, where are we?
那么故事告诉我们
Where could you find John?
我们在哪里找到约翰
After we are saved, where the world could find where we are?
当我们得救了以后，我们应该在哪里呢
？Now John wants to tell us.
约翰要告诉我们
We are simply like John.
我们就像约翰一样
In the bosom of our Lord.
我们乃是在爱我们的主耶稣的
怀中 We abide in Him.
我们住在他里面
and he abides in us.
他也住在我们里面
We have a wonderful union with Christ.
我们与基督有一个奇妙的联合
Just like Christ has a wonderful union with his Father.
正像我们的主耶稣与他的父有一个奇妙的联合
Our union with Christ
我们与基督的联合
is based on the union of Christ with the Heavenly Father.
乃是根据于主耶稣基督与天父之间的联合。
So brothers,
所以弟兄
do you see what life is this?
我们开始看见这个生命是什么
This life is hidden in the Son of God.
这个生命乃是藏在神的儿子里面。
When you have Son, you have life.
当我们有了子，我们就有了生命。
When you do not have Son, you do not have life.
若我们没有子，我们就没有生命。
So that's what John wants to tell us.
这是约翰试着要告诉我们。
So life is nothing but a person.
所以生命呢，是一位，而不是别的。
How do you enjoy life?
我们怎么样享受生命呢？
Only when you are in His bosom.
唯有当我们在他的怀中
had a wonderful union with him
我们与他有一个奇妙的联合
abide in him
我们常住在他的里面
then brothers
弟兄姊妹
our life really grow
我们的生命就成长
so then we want to know
然后我们要知道
what kind of life is that
这是什么样的生命
do you see that
我们看见吗
now only the begotten son in the bosom of the heavenly father
唯有在那个独生子在父的怀中
He is able to declare the Father.
他才能够将父表明出来
Probably not many of you have seen my father.
可能许多我们在座的没有见过我的父亲
But when you see me, you see my father.
但是当你看见我的时候，你就看见我父亲
The way I walk is just exactly my how my father walk.
我走路的样子跟我父亲样子是一模一样
When I walk, it's not like this.
当我走的时候，我不是平行
When I walk, it's like this.
我走的时候是这样内八字。
So 内八字 you see?
内八字。
So if you see my 内八字 and you know my father also 内八字。
你看见我走路是内八字，我的父亲就是这样走的。
No one has seen the father at any time.
任何时候都没有人见过父。
But thank God.
但是感谢神。
Only through the only begotten son.
唯有借着独生子。
Who is in the bosom of His Heavenly Father.
他在他天父的怀中。
And He was able to declare.
他就能够表明。
The reason He was able to declare.
他能够宣告表明的原因。
Because He was in the bosom.
乃是因着他在父的怀中。
The reason we may shine as a star in the universe.
我们能够在这个世代宇宙中像星一样发光。
Because we are in the bosom of our Lord.
它的原因乃是我们在我们主耶稣的怀中。
The measurement of our abiding in Christ.
我们在住在主里面的度量。
Will tell us how much we will declare our Lord.
能够告诉我们，我们能够表明我们的主有多少。
So now, if you really read the whole gospel of John.
所以若我们读整卷约翰福音
If you want to know Father, the Father
若是我们想要认识父
Brother said If you look at the only begotten son
若是我们注视独生子
And you have all the answer
我们就有了所有的答案
So brothers
所以弟兄姊妹
If you study the 21 chapters of gospel
若是我们读约翰福音的整个二十一章
You can discover it divided into three parts.
我们可以看见这二十一章可以分作三部分
Chapter 1 to chapter 7.
第一到第七章
Chapter 8 to chapter 12.
第八到十二章
And the 13 and chapter 13 to 21.
十三章到二十一章
Now young people you should remember this.
那年轻人请把它记下
Definitely I will ask some of you.
确定的我会问你们
But it's very simple But this is basic You should know about the gospel according to John
这是很简单的我们都应该认识约翰福音
Now why gospel according to John divide into three parts
为什么约翰福音可以分作三部分
Because in this gospel
因为在这一卷福音
John has given us three great revelations
因为约翰给我们看见三个大的启示
Sometimes we think the Paul's revelation was great.
有的时候我们认为保罗得的启示是大的。
Now remember, brothers, the John's revelation is not, is also, is equally great.
现在弟兄姊妹们，请记得约翰所领受的启示是一样的大。
Now, if you know the revelation of the Holy Spirit through John,
若是我们借着约翰的 得着圣灵所赐给他的启
示。And then you will discover.
我们就会发现。
In the whole life of John.
在约翰的一生。
He has given us three pillars of revelation.
他给我们启示的三个柱子。
It is wonderful.
这是很奇妙的。
If you check, if you go to any library,
若是我们到任何一个图书馆，
you will never find any such revel, such thought in any other books.
我们在任何其他的书里面都找不到这样的意念。
And through these great, three great recovery, through these three revelations,
但是借着这三个大的启示，
we are able to know God Himself.
我们就可以认识神自己。
We know God through the attributes of God.
我们借着神的本性
属性
来认识神。
Now, what are the attributes of God?
神的属性是什么呢？
Now, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹，
if you know what is life,
若我们认识了生命，
when we talk about the word of life,
我们讲到生命的道，
now we definitely should know what is life.
我们首先要确定知道生命是什么。
Now this is the heart matter of the universe.
这是整个宇宙中的中心事物。
Thank God.
感谢神。
When you talk about the only begotten Son to declare His heavenly Father.
当我们讲到独生子来表明他的父。
Now in this whole gospel,
这整个福音，
the only begotten Son tried to declare His Father in three different ways.
独生子呢，试着用三个不同的方式来表明他的父。
From three different angles, you try to know our God.
从三个不同的角度，他使我们来认识我们的神。
So that's the only begotten Son.
那就是独生子。
In the bosom of Father.
在父的怀中。
And try to declare His Father.
他试着来表明宣告他的父。
So that's the revelation John has received.
那是约翰所得着的启示。
Now let me try to summarize it.
让我试着来总结一下。
From chapter 1 to chapter 7,
第一章到第七章，
God is spirit.
神乃是灵。
From chapter 7 to chapter 8, to chapter 12,
从第七章到十二章。
No, 第八章
到
God is light.
神是光。
And from chapter 13 to 21,
从十三章到二十一章，
God is love.
神是爱。
Now what are the attributes of God?
神的属性是什么呢？
Thank God. God is spirit.
感谢神，神乃是。
God is light.
神是光。
God is love.
神是爱。
You don't have to go to theological school to learn attributes of God.
我们不需要到神学院里面去学神的属性。
You don't have to go to Bible school to study the attributes of God.
我们不需要到圣经学院来学神的属性。
It because of the revelation of the only begotten Son in the Father's bosom.
乃是借着在父怀中的独生子所赐的启示。
And now John tried to record that revelation.
现在约翰呢，把那个启示记录下来。
God is spirit.
神是灵。
God is light.
神是光。
And God is love.
神是爱。
What a great revelation, brothers.
弟兄姊妹们，这是何等伟大的启示。
If you read any other book,
若是我们读任何其他的书，
they will tell you, they try to describe God.
他们试着要描述神是什么。
But brothers,
但是弟兄们，
you see God is spirit.
我们看见神是灵。
That's why he has no image.
所以他就没有形象。
No, that's why no one should create any image.
那是为什么我们不可以造任何的像。
So brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹们，
if you really want to know God,
若是我们真想要认识神，
you know God is invisible.
我们知道神是看不见的。
God is invisible.
神是看不见的。
That's one of the attributes of God.
那乃是神的属性之一。
But this is included in the attribute that God is spirit.
这个都包含在神那个属性，神是灵。
So you see, brothers.
所以弟兄，
when you see God is spirit,
我们当我们看见神是灵的时候，
it means God is life.
那就告诉我们说神是生命。
It means God is invisible.
他的意思告诉我们说神是看不见的。
It means God is omnipresence.
他告诉我们说 神是无所不在的。
That's God's attributes.
那是神的属性。
Think about it.
我们
想一想。Who was able to declare the attributes of God?
谁能够把神的属性表明出来呢？
No one know God.
没有一个人。
Except by Jesus Christ.
除了借着耶稣基督。
He is the one who revealed who God is.
他是那个将神启示出来的那一位。
So brothers,
所以弟兄们,
if you know God is spirit,
若是我们认识神是灵,
you will never worship idols.
我们就再不拜偶像了。
Do you see that?
我们看见
了吗? How important is this?
这是何等的重要。
If you really know what is life,
若我们真知道什么是生命,
If you really know the, what are the attributes of God,
若是我们真知道神的属性,
Now our life will be different.
那我们的生命生活就不一样了。
So you see from chapter 1 to chapter 7,
所以我们从第一章到第七章看见,
God is spirit.
神是灵。
And from chapter 8 to chapter 12,
从第八章到十二章,
God is light.
神是光。
Now, especially if you study the first John.
特别当我们读约翰一书,
chapter 1. Chapter 1.
第一章,
then there we were told God is light.
在那里他告诉我们说神是光。
In him there's no darkness.
在他里面毫无黑暗。
So brothers,
所以弟兄们,
this is God, his attributes.
这乃是神的属性。
When we talk about God is light,
当我们讲到神是光的时候，
It means God is truth.
它的意思乃是说神是真理。
It also means God is holy.
也它的意味着神是圣洁的。
It also means God is omniscient.
它的意思也告诉我们说神是无所不知的。
So you see, that's attribute of God.
我们看见那乃是神的属性。
So if you really want to know,
若是我们真想要知道
God is light,
神是
you study chapters 8 to chapter 12.
我们就去读第八章到十二章。
Then finally,
最后
God is love.
神是爱。
Now I think you all know that.
我相信大家都知道。
Now in the first John, two times John said God is love.
在约翰一书里面，约翰两次讲到神是爱。
I just wonder how he discovered that.
我稀奇他怎么发现这个的。
Most likely because he was the last one and only disciple who was under the shadow of the cross.
很可能的，他是唯一的一个门徒呢，最后还站在十字架的。
And when he saw what happened on the cross.
当他看见在十字架上所发生的事情。
That picture.
那一幅图画
somehow gripped him so deeply.
那个深深地抓住了他。
His whole life,
他的整个一生。
He want to interpret that picture.
他想要来解释那一幅图画。
He want to find some word to explain that picture.
他想要找到一些话语来解释那一幅图画。
You need an adequate word to describe that adequate picture.
他需要合适的言语。来合适的解释那一幅图画。
And that picture impressed him so much.
那一幅图画呢，深刻的印在他里
面。That picture really changed the life of John.
那一幅图画把约翰整个生命改变。
So brother and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹。
Probably when he's getting older and older.
那是为什么在他越来越年迈的时候。
He was still looking for the word.
他仍然在寻找。
You know, cross was a fact. Cross was a fact.
十架是一个事实。
But you now you need the word of the cross.
但是我们需要那十架的话语。
Just like life was the fact.
正如同生命是一个事实。
But now you need the word of life.
但是我们现在需要生命的话语。
So how do you describe what happened on the cross?
所以我们怎样来描写在十架上所发生的呢？
So finally,
最后
Holy Spirit gave him one word.
圣灵给他一个字。
Oh, that word represents great discovery.
哦，那一个字呢，代表着一个极大的发现。
I was a student of science or student of physics.
我是学科学的，我是学物理。
In my whole life, I was occupied with, in my whole life, I always pay attention to all kind of discoveries.
在我一生中呢，我常常留意各式各样的发现。
When we are doing research,
当我们做研究的时候,
we want to discover something in a very small scale.
我们要在很小微观的世界里面去发现一些事情。
Now today we know Einstein's discovery was great.
我们今天都知道呢，爱因斯坦的发现呢是伟大的。
Now even you do not know relativity.
即便我们不知道相对论。
But how do you know that relativity is correct or not?
但是我们怎么会知道相对论是正确？
Now today when you drive in the car,
今天我们开车的时候
When you use GPS system to direct your way
若是我们用卫星定位系统来引导我们方向
Now how do you know that how do you know that everything is correct
我们怎么知道它这个方向都是
正确的 It's all because of relativity
都是因着相对的
If you still believe in Newton
若是我们若是仍然相信牛顿的
理论 Then we'll never have a GPS system
那我们就不可能有这个卫星定位的
So you see brothers and sisters
所以弟兄姊妹
And today in the last Persian Gulf War
在台湾战争的
You know, the bomb can hit the target.
我们知道那个炸弹呢能够炸中目标。
With such a precision,
是那样的精密。
Now the bomb will bomb a target.
他们要炸一个目标。
They can decide the wall will fall this side or this side.
他们可以预先决定的炸下去的时候，这个墙是向这边倒或向那边。
So how that could happen?
这怎么可能会发生
？This all because of this kind of system.
都是因着这一个系统。
So remember.
所以请记住。
We thought the relativity too abstract.
我们认为相对论太抽象。
It's not useful at all.
它对我们来讲一点都没用。
No, it changed our life.
不，它改变了我们的生活。
It changed the fate of the Persian Gulf War.
它把整个海湾战争的那个。样貌改变
Even change our lifestyle today.
他甚至把我们今天的生活形态也改
变。So if you ask me,
所以你问我
Now, is the Newton discovery great?
若是牛顿的发现是伟大的
Yes, he's definitely a great scientist.
是的，确实的，他是一个伟大的科
学家。His discovery is a great discovery.
他发现了伟大的发现。
But the same thing with Einstein.
但是同样的，爱因斯坦。也是如此。
But brothers,
但是弟兄
if I'm very honest with you,
若是我要很诚实的跟你说
the discovery by John,
约翰的发现
is far greater than that of Newton and Einstein.
远远要比牛顿和爱因斯坦的发现要伟大。
Why?
为什么呢？
Their discovery,
他们的发现
only tell us something about creation of God.
他们只不过告诉我们神所创造的中间的事物
create creatures of God
乃是神的造物
but brothers
但是弟兄们
and the discovery by John
约翰的发现
tell us something about creator
他告诉我们关于那个创造者的一部分
scientists could tell you probably there's a God
科学家呢他们可以告诉我们，可能有一位神。
In the beginning, there was a big bang.
在开头的时候是一个大爆炸。
But who started the big bang?
但是谁发动了这个爆炸
？Now scientists talk about the beginning of the universe and the end of the universe.
现在科学家可以讲宇宙的开始跟宇宙的结束。
They are talking about almost the same term as what the Bible says.
他们几乎呢用了像圣经里面用同样的名词。
Now formally.
以前
you know, many people think that the matter or material matter is final, is finite.
从前呢，许多的人认为物质呢是有限的。
No, it's infinite.
是无限的。
It's eternal.
他们是永远的。
So no wonder there's no God.
所以呢，他们就不觉得有神。
Because by definition, the matter is God.
因为就着定义而言呢，物质就是神。
So no wonder those who believe 唯物论 they don't believe in God.
所以唯物论的人他们不相信有神。
But how do you know there's a God?
但是你怎么知道有一位神呢
？Then one day you discover our universe is finite.
直到有一天我们发现我们的宇宙呢是有限的。
And our universe is not eternal.
而且这个宇宙呢不是。可以持续到永远。
So you see, now this means that all the matter, all the universe being reduced to created.
所以我们现在看见了，整个宇宙呢都被缩小到变成是受造的。
Why? Because it's finite. Because it's finite, 有限。
因着它是有限。
Because it's not eternal.
因着它不是。永远
so it's not God anymore.
所以他就再也不是神了。
So brothers, if you trace to the beginning,
所以弟兄们，若是我们 追溯到起源的时候。
Now we know that universe is not infinite.
我们现在知道了，宇宙不是无限的。
Universe is not eternal.
整个宇宙也不是永恒的。
So means the universe had a beginning and end.
所以我们就知道呢，宇宙呢是必然有一个起头和结束。
Now there must be a creator.
那么就必然有一位。
God is the first cause.
神乃是那
第一个原因。So thank God.
所以感谢神。
From scientific discovery,
从科学的发现
，you can come to a conclusion.
我们可以做一个结论。
There may be a God.
可能有一位。
So that's the only conclusion.
那是科学家所能做唯一的结论。
That's all you know.
那是我们所能知道。
But you do not know how what attributes of God.
但是我们怎么会知道神的属性呢？
You may know probably through God's creation, you know God is all wise. Yes.
我们可能从神的创造中，我们知道神是全智的。
But how do you know His love?
但是我们怎么认识他的爱呢？
How do you know God is spirit?
我们怎么认识神是灵呢？
So brothers,
所以弟兄们，
Now thank God for all these scientists.
感谢神对所有的科学家而言。
They give us some information about God's creation.
他们把神所创造的一些的资料告诉我。
The more we appreciate God's creation,
若是我们越多欣赏神的创造，
the more we would like to come back to the original. We want to come back to God Himself.
我们就更多盼望能够回到那个原初，回到神自己。
Now, how we are able to know God?
我们怎么样能够认识神？
Through revelation,
乃是借着启示。
Through the written word of God,
借着神。所给我们的圣经。
So now you understand why you have a Bible?
所以现在我们明白为什么我们有圣经。
And why the Bible used the word logos to describe the word?
为什么圣经用 logos 这个字来描写道？
The word of life simply means logos of life.
生命之道呢，它的意思就是生命的话语。
Why?
为什么？
Because only through the word of God,
唯有借着神的话语，
we are able to know God.
我们才能够认识神。
So it needs revelation.
所以我们需要启示。
So we know that John, Gospel of John, is part of the Word of God.
所以我们知道约翰福音是神话语的一部分。
And one day,
有一天，
and it pleased the Father who revealed that secret to Apostle John.
是神所喜悦的，将这一个秘密的启示给。
And when John wrote Gospel according to John,
当约翰写约翰福音的时候，
Now brothers, in this whole 21 chapters,
现在弟兄们，我们看见在整个二十一章里，
You see, God is light, spirit, God is light, and God is love.
我们看见神是生命，神是灵，神是光，神是爱。
Those who know English, you know these three words all start with L.
我们在英文里面知道这三个字都是从 L 这个字开始。
So you have light, you have life, light and love.
所以我们有生命、光与爱。
Something very interesting.
有些很有趣的事。
And when you study the first seven chapters,
若是我们读开头的头七章，
And you find this part begin with life, end with life.
我们看见这一段呢，是从生命开始，从生命结束。
And in chapter one, the life was in him.
在第一章里面讲到，在生命在他里面。
And the chapter four, the life is in Samaritan woman, in you and in me.
在第四章，我们看见这生命进到撒玛利亚的妇人里面，也在你我里面。
In chapter seven,
到第七章，
the life will flow forth from the innermost of our being as a river of life.
那个生命呢，要从我们里面的人流出来，成为生命的江。
Do you see the process here?
我们看见这整个。
The life was in him.
这个生命在他里面。
In the bosom of the Father.
是在父的怀中。
Now because of the work, because the work of the cross.
但是因着十字架上的工作。
And also because of our faith.
也因着我们的信心。
Now the life is in you and in me.
现在这个生命在你我的里面。
A spring of life within you and me.
这个生命的泉源在你我的里面。
And then when we come to the seventh chapter.
现在我们来到第七章。
And that life began to grow.
那一个生命开始增长。
It's not just well of spring.
不仅是一个生命的
Now it become the river of life.
现在它变成 一个生命的河流。
And that river will proceed all the way to Dead Sea.
那个江河呢，要一直往前流到死海。
Will change all the death into life.
把所有的死亡都变成生命。
Now, brothers, this life is practical.
这一个生命是非常实际。
God is light. God is spirit.
神是生命，神是灵。
That means God is life.
那意味着神是生命。
Because when Jesus said,
因为当主耶稣说
The word I speak to you is light, is life and spirit.
我向你们所说的话是灵，是生命。
When Bible talk about spirit,
当圣经讲到灵的时候
It's always talk about spirit of life.
它一直都是讲到生命的灵。
Now, brothers and sisters,
现在弟兄姊妹们
God is spirit.
神是灵。
And then we know how to approach him.
现在我们就知道怎样来亲近。
Do you see that?
我们看见吗?
If you want to induce some electricity,
若是我们想要感应声电的话,
now you need some right instrument.
我们需要一些对的这个仪器。
You cannot use some wood to try to induce some electricity. It won't work.
我们不可能拿一个木头来感应声电。
So you have to use some kind of copper wire or something like that to some metal try to induce the electricity.
我们或许需要铜线或者需要金属来生电。
Do you know? You know what electricity?
我们都知道什么是电流。
Electricity simply means whole bunch of electrons.
电流呢，它意思就是许多的电子在一起。
If you don't like physics, you can change electron into peanuts.
如果你不喜欢物理，你可以把这个电子。
So it's a whole bunch of peanuts. Whole bunch of peanuts there.
很多的这个。
But in order to induce those peanuts,
要能够感应生这些。
You also need something full of peanuts.
我们就需要有先有。
So all the copper, all the metal wire,
所以所有的这个金属线
is full of electrons there.
它里面呢本身就有许多的
moving around.
它们在里面流动。
Then you really touch it.
然后我们摸它。
When you do the experiment,
当我们做那个实验的时候
you say electricity is real.
我们就可以说呢，这个电流是真实的。
Do you see that, brothers?
弟兄们，我们看见吗
？It is so clear.
这是很清楚的。
Thank God, God is spirit.
感谢神，神是灵。
But according to our Lord Jesus, according to our Lord Jesus,
但是照着我们主耶稣说
there is a way to contact God.
有一个可以接触神的方式。
But you have to know the nature of God, attributes of God.
但是我们却需要认识神的属性。
So if you really want to contact Him,
若是我们要真的与神接触。
Ah, now you begin to understand.
现在我们开始明白了。
If you are in the Garden of Eden,
若是我们在伊甸园里。
If you want to take any fruit of the trees,
若是我们想吃树任何树上的果子。
You want to eat it.
我们想吃它。
Now before that,
在那之前。
God has to do something in you.
神必须在你我里面做一些事。
God has to create a stomach in you, right?
神必须先在我们里面创造一个胃。
Then you feel hungry.
然后我们感觉饥饿。
Then you take the fruit and eat.
然后我们就取那个果子吃了。
Do you see that?
你看见吗
？It is so clear.
这是很清楚的。
The same thing.
同样的。
If God wants us to take the fruit of the tree of life.
若是神要我们吃生命树上的果子。
So He has to create another stomach in our heart, in our being.
所以他要在我们里面创造另外一个胃。
But this fruit is fruit of life.
但是这一个。果子乃是生命的果子。
It's not the normal fruit.
它不是一般的果子。
Normal fruit will be taken by a normal stomach.
一般的果子呢，就我们一般的胃就可以。
This spiritual fruit ought to be with a spiritual organ.
这一个属灵的果子需要一个属灵的器官来接受。
So when God created Adam,
所以当神创造亚当的时候
，You know, God created Adam out of dust.
我们知道神是用尘土造亚当。
He used mud, used all this mud, try to have the body of Adam.
他用地上的尘土来造亚当的身体。
No wonder when you take bath, sometimes you rub yourself, you have lots of dust there.
这难怪我们洗澡的时候呢，我们身上有很多的泥出来。
So that's proof that you are created by dust.
这个证明呢，我们是用尘土造。
But that's only our body.
这只不过是我们的身体。
Then Bible said God breathed upon the nose of Adam.
但是神圣经告诉我们说，神向亚当的鼻孔吹了一口气。
God is spirit.
神是灵。
God is life.
神是生命。
So now he breathed something from himself.
所以他从他自己里面 呼出什么
into the nose of Adam.
进入那个尘土造亚当的鼻孔里。
So you see, when the Spirit of God,
所以当神的灵
contact the body of human being,
他与人的身体接触的时候
a spiritual stomach was created.
一个属灵的胃口就在胃在那里被造出来。
And that organ in the Bible called spirit.
那一个器官呢，在圣经里面称它做灵。
It's very similar to spirit.
我们看见这个灵和神的灵
很相似。God is spirit.
神是灵。
We have the spirit.
我们现在也有灵。
Now this spirit means our spiritual organ.
这一个灵呢，它的意味着是我们属灵的器官。
But now you really can contact God Himself.
现在呢，我们就真实的能够和神自己联络。
So for that reason,
为着这个缘故，
Our Lord said,
我们主说，
Those who worship God, those who are true worshippers,
那些真实敬拜的人，
They worship God in spirit and in truth.
他们是在灵与真实里敬拜。
So you see, how important was this discovery?
所以我们看见这一个发现是何等的重要。
God is spirit.
神是灵。
That's one of his attributes.
这是他属性之一。
You say wonderful, that's theology.
我们说呢，这很好，
这就是神学。
When
you go to theological school,
当我们到神学院去，
Now you know that's part of theology.
我们知道那是神学的一部分。
They call it theology proper.
他们称作
这样就是本身的神学。
本身的神学。
So, 神学本部要theology proper.
就称作神学的本部。
So, when you study theology proper,
当我们读神学的本部。
Now, in your mind, you know that God is spirit.
在我们的意念中，我们就知道神是灵。
But brothers,
但是弟兄，
why we need to know God is spirit?
我们怎么需要知道？为什么需要知道神是灵呢？
Because this means that God is not far from us.
因为呢，这告诉我们说，神不再是对我们而言是遥远。
We are able to approach Him.
我们可以亲近他。
If John is in the bosom of our Lord,
若是约翰在我们主的怀中，
Just like our Lord in the bosom of his Father.
正如同我们的主在他父的怀中一样。
Bosom means very closed.
在怀中它意味着非常的亲近。
So brothers,
所以弟兄，
Now when you talk about God,
当我们讲到神的时候，
You are not talking about God far from you.
我们再不是说到离我们遥远的神了。
You are talking about God which is very close to you.
我们乃是讲到非常亲近我们。
So this reminds of God's heart.
这个提醒我们这是神的
心。 If you know that God is spirit,
若是我们知道神是灵，
You know that God loves us so much.
我们要知道神是如此的爱我们。
You know, if God did not want us to eat,
若是我们知道神不要我们吃的话，
We will never get hungry.
我们就根本不会饿。
Because then God doesn't have to create a stomach.
因为呢，神就不需要为我们造一个胃。
Even the whole garden full of the fruit, it's all right.
即便整个园中都是果树也可以。
That's nothing to do with you.
跟我毫无关系。
They are something objective.
那些都不过是外面客观的。
No, God is not that kind of God.
但是那却不是我们的神。
God is because God loves us so much.
因为神如此的爱我们。
Now brothers, if you know God's heart,
弟兄们，若是我们明白神的心，
If you see God's create our stomach,
若是我们看见神为我们造了一个胃，
You know that God wants us to eat.
我们知道神要我们吃。
And the same thing,
同样的，
If God create the spirit in us,
若是神在我们里面创造了灵，
God wants us to know Him.
神就叫我们来认识。
Not in an objective way.
不是在一个客观的方式中。
Not the knowledge you merely receive from theological school.
不是我们从神学院里面仅仅得着的知识。
This knowledge are important.
这些知识都是重要的。
But they're only partial.
但是他们不过是部分。
This knowledge will lead you to a life.
这个认识呢，要引导我们到一个生命。
That life is a life of union with Christ.
那一个生命乃是与基督联合的生命。
That life is a life in the bosom of our Lord.
那一个生命乃是在我们主的怀中的生命。
So you see, brothers.
所以弟兄们，我们看见
何等的奇妙。When John talked, revealed God is spirit.
当约翰讲到启示出神是灵的时候，
Actually, God opened his heart.
实际上神把他的心向我们开启。
And revealed himself to John.
将他自己启示给约翰。
And now John passed that on to us.
现在约翰把它传递给我们。
The same thing.
同样的。
God is light.
神是光。
So Jesus said, I am the light of the world.
所以主耶稣说我是世界的光。
Anyone who follow me.
任若有人跟随我。
And he will no longer remain in darkness.
就不行走在黑暗里。
And he will receive the the light of life.
必要得着生命的光。
Think about it.
我们试想一想。
The light we saw today, the light we see today is mechanical light.
今天我们所看见的这些光都是机械性的。
When the electrons moving around, you see the light.
当这个电子在那里流动的时候，我们就看见了光。
Now that's mechanical.
那些是机械性。
But if we follow the Lord,
但是若我们跟随主，
not only that, we no longer in the darkness.
不仅我们不再在黑暗中了，
But we will obtain the light of life.
并且我们要得着生命的光。
So now you know the God is light is connected with God is spirit.
所以我们看见神乃是光的，是与神是灵连在一起。
One part linked to another.
由一部分引到另一部分。
God is spirit.
神是灵。
Now God is light.
现在神是光。
And then God is love.
然后我们看见神是爱。
In the second part,
在第二部分。
And that part begins with the light.
那一部分呢，开始是从光开始。
Jesus said, I am light of the world.
主耶稣说，我是世界的光。
He talked about the light of life.
他讲到生命的光。
And the end of that portion,
在那一段的结尾。
Chapter 12.
在第十二章。
And we were told the sons of light.
我们看见了光明之子。
You see the brothers?
弟兄姊妹，
Now not just light something very abstract.
这个光不再是非常抽象。
Now it becomes sons of light.
它现在变成了光明之子。
It becomes the light bearers.
它变成发光体了。
And it becomes the luminaries.
变成发光的。
So you see brothers, if you want to know how we can hold forth the word of life,
所以现在弟兄姊妹们，我们看见，若是我们要将生命之道表明出来，
If you want to shine as stars in the universe,
若是我们要在这整个宇宙中像星星一样发光，
First, you have to remember,
首先我们必须
Christ is the light of the world.
基督乃是这世界的
Let us follow him.
让我们跟随他。
Then you will receive the light of life.
然后我们就要得着生命的光。
And that light will shine brighter and brighter.
那个光在我们里面要越过越亮。
When the measure of life is increasing,
当这个光的度量越来越增加的时候，
so, brothers,
弟兄姊妹，
and when the light grows,
当这个生命增长的时候，
then you find that the light of the life also grows.
我们就看见那个生命的光也增长。
And finally,
最后，
the sons of light.
我们就成了光明之子。
So, brothers,
所以弟兄们，
think about it.
我们试想一想，
God is spirit.
神是灵。
Let us worship him in spirit.
让我们在灵里面来敬拜。
Now, in Paul's terminology,用保罗的话来说，
用保罗的话来说，
Let us walk in the spirit.
让我们行走在灵里。
So brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹们，
Now there is a way called the way of the spirit.
有一条路叫做圣灵的路。
This is the way of life.
这乃是生命的路。
Not something abstract.
不是抽象的。
God is like God is spirit.
神是灵。
We walk in the spirit.
我们就行在灵中。
We worship in the spirit.
我们在灵里敬拜。
And we have a way. We walk in the way of life.
我们现在也有一条路叫做生命的路。
So brothers and sisters.
所以弟兄姊
妹。Do you see that?
我们看见吗？
When we walk in the way of light, when we walk in the way of the spirit, or in the way of life.
当我们行走在生命的道路上，
In another word, you are in the bosom of our Lord.
换一句话说，我们就在我们主的怀中。
God is spirit.
神是灵。
Because the only begotten Son in the bosom of the Father revealed that fact.
因为在父怀中的独生子将这个事实显明出来。
Something objective. 这是一个客观的 great revelation.
是一个大的启示,
God is spirit.
神是灵,
now, because we are just like John,
因为我们就像约翰一样,
in the bosom of our Lord,
我们在主耶稣的怀中,
so through the Holy Spirit,
借着圣灵,
everything become real.
每一件事都变得真实,
now, it's not only heaven, it is heaven on earth.
现在不再是在天上, 乃是天在地上,
not only God is spirit,
不仅神是灵了,
but Holy Spirit dwells in our spirit.
并且圣灵住在我们里面,
we walk in the Spirit.
我们就行走在灵里,
think about it.
我们思想一想,
that's God's book according to John.
那就是约翰的福音。
Then when we come to the second part,
然后我们来到第二部分,
God is light.
神乃是光,
and we walk in the light.
我们行走在光中。
That's what John told us.
那就是约翰告诉我们,
God is light.
神是光,
so walk in the light.
所以我们行走在光中。
So we have a way.
所以我们有一条路。
This way is a way of light.
这一条路乃是
light
是光明的道路。
So you see, from the way of light to the way of light.
所以我们看见从生命的道路到光明的道路。
We will walk in the light.
我们行走在光中。
We are in the bosom of our Lord.
我们就在我们主的怀中。
So you see, brothers,
所以弟兄们，我们看见
the Son in the bosom of Father.
子在父的怀中,
that's revelation.
那是启示,
that's objective.
那是客观的,
but now, John in the bosom of the Lord.
但是现在约翰在主的怀中,
that's something subjective.
那是一件主观的事情,
that our experience.
那是我们的经历,
brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们,
Ephesians, Colossians give you revelation.
以弗所和哥罗西书给我们启示,
Philippians give you experience.
腓立比书给我们经历。
So in the Gospel of John,
所以在约翰的福音里,
you see how the things, two things combine together.
我们看见这两件事情怎么样联合在一起。
So brothers, it's important for you to learn theology.
所以弟兄们, 对我们来讲学神学可能是重要,
but that's not enough.
但是那却不够的。
We need experience.
我们也看见,
and John explained so well to us.
约翰非常清楚地解释给我们,
and in the last part,
在最后一部分,
of Gospel according to John,
在约翰福音,
it is very clear.
是非常清楚,
you see, and in chapter 13,
我们在13章开始,
we were told that our Lord Jesus loved his own to the very end.
他告诉我们说, 主爱属他的人, 就爱他们到底。
Now that's how you begin that part.
那是, 这一部分怎样开始。
And in the last chapter,
在最后一章,
and you remember how our Lord asked Peter,
我们记得主怎样问彼得,
do you love me more than this?
你爱我比这些更多吗?
So love begin that section, love and that section.
所以从这一段是爱开始, 在这一段结束也是爱。
God is love.
神是爱,
that's why we should walk in the way of love.
那是为什么我们需要走在爱的路上。
No wonder letter to the Ephesians.
所以我们看见在以弗所书里,
there is one phrase,
有一句话,
walk in love.
行走在爱中。
So brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄们,
it is so clear,
非常明显,
God is spirit.
神是爱,
let us walk in the spirit.
我们要行走在灵里。
God is light.
神是光,
let us walk in light.
让我们行走在光中。
God is love.
神是爱,
let us walk in love.
让我们行走在爱中。
So brothers,
所以弟兄们,
that will give us whole gospel according to John.
这给我们看见整个约翰福音,
it's a wonderful revelation.
这是一个奇妙的启示。
Thank God.
感谢神。
Why John was able to be in the bosom of our Lord?
我们怎么看见约翰在主耶稣的怀中?
Because Jesus came, the Word became flesh.
乃是因着主耶稣就是道成为肉身。
So now Jesus was not only Son of God.
所以现在主耶稣不仅是神的儿子,
He is also Son of Man.
他也是人子。
What is Son of Man?
什么是人子呢?
Now Son of God,
神子,
means the Son is the vessel of that life.
乃是讲到子, 乃是那个生命的一个器皿。
But don't forget, the Son is God Himself.
但是请也不要忘记, 子就是神自己。
So now the life is in the vessel of the Son.
现在我们看见生命在,
and this vessel is God Himself.
而这一个器皿就是神自己。
But brothers, sisters.
但是弟兄姊妹们。
Now what God wants to do?
神所要做的事。
Is that one day we may take the fruit of tree of life?
乃是有一天我们能吃生命树上的果子。
What does that mean?
那个是什么意思？
That means aside from God putting His life in His Son.
那乃是不仅神把他的生命放在他的子
里面。Now when He create human being.
当他创造人类的时候。
He has a desire.
他有一个意愿。
He wants that life also put in a human vessel.
他也盼望那个生命能够放在人的器皿里。
Do you see that?
我们看见那个
吗? And Adam definitely is a man.
亚当确定的是一个人。
But now that life will be expressed through human being.
但是那一个生命呢，要借着人来彰显。
Unfortunately, Adam fall.
很不幸的，亚当堕落了。
Now why the word became flesh?
为什么道要成为肉
身？ On the one hand, God has to come down to this world.
一面来说，神必须要来到世上。
God can never die.
因为神不会死。
Only when He became flesh.
唯有当他进到肉身。
He became the Son of Man.
他成为人子了。
Then He was able to die for us.
那么他才能够为我们。
Then He was able to die for us on the cross.
然后他才能为我们死在十字架上。
Then He was able to accomplish salvation.
然后他才能够为我们成全救恩。
Then He will restore our paradise to the beginning.
他能够为我们恢复那个开始的原子。
Paradise lost because of our sin.
这个伊甸园是因着我们的罪而失去。
Paradise regained because what Jesus died for us on the cross.
我们能够得回伊甸园，乃是因着耶稣基督在十架上死。
But God's eternal purpose is that we are having the tree of life.
但是照着神永远的旨意，乃是要我们得着生命树上的果子。
So as Son of Man,
所以作为
人。On the one hand, He become qualified as our Savior.
一面来讲，他有资格做我们的救主。
On the other hand,
但是另外一面
now,When Adam fell,
当亚当堕落失败跌倒
when Jesus, the Word became flesh,
当主耶稣呢道成为肉身
then you discover that wonderful life being played in the human vessel.
我们就看见那个奇妙的生命现在放在一个人的器皿
But this human has no sin.
但是这一个人他从来不知道
And then through the Son of Man,
然后借着人子
And then you find, then you see the glory of God being shown.
然后我们看见神的荣耀被表现出来
So brothers,
所以弟兄,
for that reason,
为着那个缘故,
now you understand,
现在我们明白,
the reason we are able to bear the testimony of Christ,
我们所以能够背负主耶稣基督见证的缘故,
the life of Christ in us,
乃是基督的生命在我们
里面。 Now our mission is to shine, to let it shine through us,
我们的使命乃是让这个生命从我们身上
表现出来。 How this be possible?
这怎么可能
呢? We were sinners.
我们乃是罪人。
We have lost our paradise.
我们已经失去了那个伊甸
园。Now through the working of the cross, work of the cross.
借着十字架的话语。
Now paradise regained.
现在我们得回了伊甸
园。No longer sinners.
我们不再是罪人。
Now we receive that life.
我们现在得着了生命。
Through that life,
借着这个生命。
We are in the bosom of our Lord.
我们在主耶稣的怀中。
And now we are going to express that life.
现在我们要来表现出那个生命。
There you have the glory.
然后我们就看见荣耀。
Now, brothers,
弟兄们
，When you study Gospel according to John,
当我们读约翰福音的时候
，In chapter 17,
在十七章里
，You have two kinds of glory.
我们看见两种不同的荣耀。
Now, when the Lord prayed to His Father,
当主向父祷告的时候
，He talked about the glory I had in the beginning.
他讲到我与你。在原初所同有的荣耀
That's intrinsic glory of Son of God
那是神子里面的
that's
那个内在的荣耀
That's from the very beginning
那是在一开头就有的
You see brother That's glory of the Son of God
弟兄姊妹们我们看见那是神儿子的荣耀
Why? Because the only begotten Son was in the bosom of His Father
为什么呢因为独生子在父的怀中
That's why shining
那是为什么他发出光
What do you see? You see the glory of Son of God
我们所看见的乃是神子的荣耀
That's only in heaven
那是只在天上
How about this earth?
那么
Are you able to see the glory of God?
我们没有办法看见神。
Are you able to see the glory of God?
我们能否看见神的荣耀？
So thank God.
所以感谢神。
And when our Lord prayed to His Father,
当我们的主向父祷告的时候
He also talked about the glory you have given to me.
他也讲到你所赐给我的荣耀。
A glory intrinsic one.
有一个是内在的荣耀。
Another one, glory being given.
另外一个荣耀是所赐的荣耀。
That is the glory of Son of Man.
那乃是人子的荣耀。
What do you mean?
那是什么意思？
Now, formerly, we are supposed to see the glory in Adam.
在以前我们应该在亚当里面看见荣耀。
But Adam fell terribly.
但是亚当是很可怕的失败了。
But thank God.
但是感谢神。
When you look at the Son of Man,
当我们在看人子的时候
，you see the glory of Son of Man.
我们就看见人子的荣耀。
And last night, our brother wonderfully explained that passage in the chapter 2 of Philippians.
昨天晚上我们弟兄呢，非常奇妙的把第二章腓立比书第二章解释出来。
That actually speaks of the glory of Son of Man.
那解释出人子的荣耀。
So you see what our Lord said.
所以我们看见我们主所说的。
The glory I've been given.
我所得着的荣耀。
I also give to them.
我也把它赐给他们。
That they may be one.
好使他们合而为一。
Just like we are one.
正像我们合一。
How I abide in you.
我怎样住在你里面
？They also abide in Christ.
他们也住，同样住在基督里。
So you see, brothers.
所以弟兄们，我们看见。
Now because of that,
因此之故
，John is able to be in the bosom of his Father, in the Lord, from the Lord.
约翰呢，能够在主耶稣的怀中。
And then, let Christ be shown through us.
然后呢，让基督从我们身上彰显出来。
Brothers.Now, what kind of glory is that?
那是什么样的荣耀呢？
Twofold glory.
那乃是双重的荣耀。
One, his intrinsic glory.
一个是他内在本有的。
Another one, the glory a son of man.
另外一个乃是人子的荣耀。
I have to borrow just 2 or 3 minutes. That's all enough.
我要借两三分钟。
Charles Prince, Prince Charles.
英国的。
Was born into the king's family.
他是出生在皇室。
He was a prince.
他是一个王子。
He was a son of the king.
他是君王的儿子。
He already had an intrinsic glory.
他已经有一个本身的荣耀。
But suppose one day,
但是假设有一天
he joined the army.
他参加了军队。
So he started from the soldier.
他从做士兵开
始。Then first lieutenant.
然后中少尉。
And so on and so forth. Finally general.
然后一直上升了
And finally commander-in-chief
最后他做了总司令
So brothers
所以弟兄
When he became commander-in-chief
当他成为总司令的时候
That glory was being given
那一个荣耀是所赐的荣耀
Do you see that?
我们看见
And for that reason
为着那个缘故
Now you can understand the glory of Son of Man
现在我们可以明白人子的荣耀
And thank the Lord
Because
of that glory,
因着那个荣耀
now we may shine as stars in the universe.
我们能够在这个世代中好像明光照耀一样。
So may the Lord really speak to our hearts.
愿主向我们的心说话。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
when you go through this whole Gospel of John,
当我们走过整个约翰福音的时候
you can see so clearly.
我们可以很清楚地看见。
And what is that life?
那一个生命是什么
And not only life,
不仅是生命
you have relationship.
我们也看见有一个关系
That relationship is called love.
那一个关系称作爱
So, brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹们
when we grow together,
当我们一同成长
in three stages,
在三个阶段
first stage,
第一个阶段
life,
是生命
second stage,
第二个阶段
then light of life,
乃是生命的光
that life will be increased.
那一个生命那个光要增加
Then we'll see how dirty we are
然后我们看见自己何等的污秽
Then the blood of Jesus will cleanse all our sins
然后主耶稣基督的血要洗净我们一切的罪
Then we become more holy
然后我们成为更圣
We are sanctified
我们被分别为
圣 So brothers and sisters
所以弟兄姊妹
That's how we grow
我们那就是我们成长
Then what is love?
然后什么是爱呢
Love is the final outcome of life
爱乃是生命最终的一个
When life really matured,
当生命达到成熟的时候
you call that love.
我们称那个叫做爱。
Love is another name for the maturing of life.
爱呢是对于成熟生命的另外一个名词。
So may the Lord speak to our hearts.
所以愿主向我们。
When you study Gospel of John,
当我们读约翰福音的时候
you not only understand theology.
我们不仅明白神学。
Theology proper.
我们明白神学的本体。
Here you find a way.
现在我们发现那条路。
And also you find a way of growth.
并且我们也看见那成长的道路。
Nothing abstract.
没有一点是抽象。
It's so clear.
是非常的清晰。
So after we understand a little bit about life.
当我们明白了关于生命的一点。
Then tomorrow we'll proceed to the word of life.
明天我们要往前看生命的道。
Then may the Lord speak to our hearts.
愿主向我们心说话。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Dear Lord, we commit this word into your hand.
亲爱的主，我们将这些话语交在你手中。
We especially remember those young ones in our midst.
我们特别纪念在我们中间的年轻人。
Especially those newly saved.
特别是那些刚刚得救的。
How much we need your revelation.
主啊，我们何等需要你的启示。
How much we pray that you will impress this word upon them.
何等需要你将这些话语深印在他们身上。
They not only represent some important facts.
这些不仅仅是代表一些重要的事实。
May this be the beginning of their life.
愿这些成为他们生命的开始。
Beginning of their Christian growth.
成为他们基督徒成长的开始。
We also pray for the mature ones in our midst.
我们也为在我们中间成熟的弟兄姊妹。
May this word become our review.
愿这些话语成为我们的复习。
Thank the Lord, it is your love that you repeat this word to us once again.
主啊，是因着你的爱，你把这些话语重新的说在我们中间。
How we are tend to be forgetful.
主啊，我们何等健忘。
Forgive us, Lord.
求主赦免我们。
Reminds us once again your glorious truth.
愿你将你荣耀的真理来提醒我们。
Thank you.
感谢主。
In the name of our Lord Jesus, we pray.
奉我们主耶稣基督的名祷告。Amen. Amen.